7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Saturday morning and continues until midnight Sunday morning. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 41. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 41. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Mark Brusberg, USDA chief meteorologist, describes the excellent growing conditions going on in the northern areas of Brazil.
The northern producing states, most notably Mato Grosso, which accounts for about a quarter of their soybean crops, is having a tremendous year. They were able to plant early. They've been getting abundant rain. The temperatures have been below normal, and that's a part of Brazil that can heat up if they don't get rain every few days. So they've just been having a fantastic year. So what we're going to have to look at in the months coming up is whether or not the good conditions in Mato Grosso and some of those other northern areas is going to be able to offset some of the losses that the farmers in Paraná might be seeing.
He says there are dry conditions, though, in the state of Paraná and other southern growing areas of Brazil. Well, there is good news for U.S. soybean farmers. New York will soon be the biggest state to require biodiesel to be blended into its heating oil. Recent legislation says that starting in July of next year, petroleum-based heating oil sold in the state will get blended with increasing amounts of biodiesel. Now, the goal of the move is to help New York get its goal of lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Now, biodiesel industry advocates estimate that the fuel will cut New York's annual petroleum diesel consumption by about 200 million gallons every year. All heating oil sold in New York must have at least 5% biodiesel by July 1st, 10% by 2025, and 20% by 2030. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. An autopsy report says that a black youth's death following a physical struggle with staff at a Kansas juvenile center was a homicide. The autopsy report released Monday contradicts an earlier preliminary finding that 17-year-old Cedric Lofton hadn't suffered life-threatening injuries. On Tuesday, attorneys and investigative staff with the Office of the Sedgwick County District Attorney met with agents from the Kansas Bureau of Investigations and detectives with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office to discuss the investigation into the death of Cedric Lofton. Often. A pedestrian in Topeka was killed after being struck by several vehicles, and a teenage driver is in custody for allegedly fleeing the scene. The accident happened around 7:10 a.m. on Tuesday near 21st and Fillmore. Police say 41-year-old Dennis Leroy McFeeters Jr. of Topeka was in the street when he was struck by a passing motorist, then by several other vehicles. Police say the 18-year-old driver of the vehicle that first struck McFeeters fled the scene but later turned himself in. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
A Kansas man has been sentenced to life in prison for the murders of two individuals in 2020. That's according to Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. Mark Hopkins, the second 30 of Columbus, was sentenced by Senior Judge Robert Fleming in Cherokee County District Court. Hopkins was sentenced to life in a Kansas Department of Corrections facility without the possibility of parole for 50 years. Hopkins last month pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Kansas Department of Transportation crews aren't waiting for the new year to prepare for a winter storm. Crews are already pre-treating some highways in Kansas, focusing on elevated areas where surfaces tend to freeze faster. Even with pre-treatment, drivers should prepare for possible slick conditions and follow the basics. Buckle up, slow down, stay alert, and stay home if you can. KDOT also wants to remind drivers to stay well behind snowplows or trucks putting down treatment materials. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Deputies in Seward County made a surprising find after stopping a tractor trailer. About 45 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in a stolen vehicle being hauled by the semi. The incident happened December 17th, but was announced in a news release on Tuesday. Deputies stopped the semi that was hauling eight vehicles on Interstate 80 near the Seward exit. Deputies unloaded a 2021 Infiniti SUV for further inspection and found 5 pounds of methamphetamine in the speaker compartment and another 40 pounds in a spare tire. The street value of the drugs was estimated at $315,000. Further inspection revealed the Infiniti had been stolen in California. Nebraska is reporting a rise in new virus cases again after a brief dip, although the latest numbers remain lower than earlier this month. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Nebraska reported 5,826 cases of COVID-19 last week. That's up from 5,488 the previous week. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
This is Paxton Gordon with the local news. The candidates for the police chief have been narrowed down to three people. A council that consists of Mayor Justin Barnes and City Administrator Austin St. John interviewed five police chief candidates via Zoom last Monday at the Marysville City Building. The council then held a closed meetings for 3 hours to discuss the non-elected personnel. Mayor Barnes said that the police and fire committee and the city administrator would hold specific in-person interviews with the three candidates after January 1st. Now, no specific dates have been given on when those candidates will be interviewed, but it'll be held again after January 1st. And just a reminder, no Nemaha County Commissioners meeting will be held this week. They will go back to their regularly scheduled meeting times next Monday, January 3rd. The active number of COVID-19 cases in the Marshall County area has been updated to 36 people, with six of them being hospitalized. You can, of course, go to the Marshall County Health Department's Facebook page to find out the weekly details on their COVID-19 reports, as well as see of the hours to the health department and more information. Just a reminder, the Marshall County Health Department, though, will be closed this Friday, December 31st, with observance of the new year, though they will be open that following Monday back to their regularly scheduled times. Just a reminder as well, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed all day December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the courthouse will be closed. The courthouse will be also closed all day on January 3rd for the New Year's holiday. The Kansas Department of Transportation approves bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects in the Nemaha area. Two bridges, bridge number 29 and bridge number 32, were approved. Number 29 over Ware Creek was approved as a bridge replacement in the range of $942,000. Bridge number 32 over the Fisher Creek drainage was approved for a full replacement, costing around $1.4 million. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the local news. My name is Paxton Gordon with KNDY Radio. William Rick Bowes Jr., 72 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday at the Cambridge Place in Marysville. A funeral service will be held this Friday at 2 p.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the service time. A graveside service and burial will be held later at the Sterling Cemetery in Sterling. Arrangements being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of William Rick Bowes Jr. Jared Allen Haas, 53 of Auburn, Kansas, formerly of Marysville, passed away Monday at the Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka. Visitation is Sunday, January 2nd, from noon until 9 p.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary in Marysville. Masks are required at visitation and service. A graveside funeral will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, January 3rd, at the Marysville City Cemetery. Arrangements being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Jared Allen Haas.
KNDY.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
Peace, hope, and joy. May all the gifts of this wondrous season be yours. Best wishes in the new year ahead from everyone at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
At this gentle season, may you find time to enjoy life's simple blessings and the beauty of each quiet moment. From Lynn and Renee Bruna, Ricky Beichman, and the staff at Heritage Inn Express. When you have family and friends in town who need a place to stay, let Heritage Inn Express be your home away from home.
Happy holidays from Mason Tax and Accounting in Marysville. This Christmas message and New Year's wish include the spirit of a special time for you and yours. Happy holidays from Mason Tax and Accounting in downtown Marysville.
Season's greetings with all good wishes for the new year. From Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and Fudge Factory, Heritage and Express, and Mason Tax and Accounting.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Today, temperatures will slightly rise back up as the jet stream becomes more zonal. Temperatures will remain fairly mild throughout Friday before quickly dropping off throughout Friday night. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s through lower 60s throughout Missouri. We will remain fairly dry and mild throughout the region with lots of sunshine. It will remain fairly chilly in the overnight hours, specifically in northern Nebraska and Iowa. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, some single digits in upper teens throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and Missouri staying fairly mild with lows ranging in the lower 20s and upper 40s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
They are nature's impersonation artists, all about the fascinating mockingbird today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 30th, the 364th day of the year. Pop singer Ellie Goulding has a birthday. Don't be shocked to see or hear mockingbirds hanging around your backyard feeder this winter. Some of the birds will migrate south, but most will hang around for the season. The rather plain-looking gray bird earns its name by mimicking the sound of everything from alarm clocks, cell phones, and other birds. To attract mockingbirds, you'll do your best with thickets and berry-producing shrubs. But be careful what you wish for. They sing endlessly. One bird lover we know says a mockingbird learned to mimic a squeaky screen door. The door was fixed after a few days, but the bird squeaked for months. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birds anytime at almanac.com.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Christian Brown scored 22 points. Ochai Agbaje added 16. And sixth-ranked Kansas rolled to an 88-61 victory over Nevada. The Jayhawks were supposed to play Harvard before an outbreak forced the Crimson to cancel the trip early this week. The Wolfpack stepped in when their Mountain West opener against San Jose State had to be postponed because of positive tests within the Spartans program. One of the biggest reasons the Chiefs have rattled off 8 straight wins is something simple yet largely uncontrollable: health. And not just when it comes to COVID-19, the Chiefs regularly have 2 or 3 names on the official injury list, whereas other teams have a dozen or more. It's been a pleasant change in karma from last season when the Chiefs were so beat up by the Super Bowl that their entire offensive line was basically signed off the street. At present, the only injury of note is running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and he should return by the playoffs from a shoulder injury. The Chiefs travel to Cincinnati this Sunday for a 12 o'clock kickoff. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen,
Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The American Athletic Conference postponed Wednesday evening's men's basketball matchup between Wichita State and East Carolina due to health and safety protocols within the ECU program. The Shockers arrived in Greenville, North Carolina on Tuesday evening and took part in a Wednesday afternoon shoot-around at Minja's Coliseum. Wichita State, 9-3, will instead open its American Athletic Conference season at home against Memphis on New Year's Day. That game will be broadcast 11 a.m. on CBS. Due to COVID-19 related issues within the North Florida program, Kansas State men's basketball game scheduled for last night against the Ospreys was also canceled. The game will not be rescheduled. Ticket purchases for Wednesday's canceled game will receive additional information from the K-State Athletics ticket office via email. Kansas State will open Big 12 play at Oklahoma this Saturday night at 7 p.m. on ESPNU. The Wildcats' next home game will be with number 17 Texas at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th. This is Kansas America Network Sports.
Seems like everyone wants a Big Green Egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
No matter where you live, you can enjoy roses all year round. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest the colorful rose hips and add them to your winter arrangements or outdoor displays. They combine nicely with fresh greens and other dried material. Be sure to leave a few on the plants for the birds to enjoy. Enlarge and frame your best pictures of your favorite roses. They're sure to brighten those winter days. Don't stop there. Print them on totes, create greeting cards, and give them as gifts. Purchase one of the small tabletop roses to tend and admire all winter long. Just place it in a cool, bright location and keep the soil slightly moist. Pour off any excess water that collects in the foil wrap or saucer. Share your love of gardening with others and help a friend plant a garden filled with low-maintenance, repeat-blooming roses. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There was no stunt he wouldn't consider, and because of his daredevil nature, some have called him the first real-life superhero. After all, he was the first to have his own action figure, just like Superman and Batman. We go to his museum on our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Mike Patterson owns the Harley-Davidson dealership in Topeka, Kansas. They specialize in motorcycle restoration and had done work for music legend Jerry Lee Lewis. Lewis was so pleased he passed Mike's name to someone else.
They called us and said they had a friend that had just bought Evel Knievel's Mack truck and it needed repair, and asked if we knew anybody that we could tell them about that could do restorations on a Mack truck. And I got a little overly excited and told them we did Mack restorations, and they believed me.
Mike loved motorcycles and grew up watching Evel Knievel. He wasn't about to let that chance pass him by, and he offered an idea with what to do with that truck.
Literally, we had the museum constructed so the truck could fit in here with an inch to spare. Then we built everything else around it.
The Evel Knievel Museum was born.
We've got everything in here from his motorcycles, his helmets, the leathers, the canes, the jewelry, his clothing.
The exhibits, videos, x-rays of all his broken bones is an impressive collection that captivates people of all ages. And then there's the section that deals with all of the memorabilia, the way Evel made much of his money beyond those famous motorcycle jumps.
He made a lot of money jumping, but the real big dollars, the dollars that were buying his jet airplanes and his yachts, were from the licensing from the toys, from Ideal.
In some ways, evil was bigger than life. And perhaps that's what was the most difficult thing about being himself.
There's a quote that we have up in the museum, and it says, I created Evel Knievel, and then he kind of got away from me. Because he had to keep reinventing and doing something bigger.
You can catch the TV version of our story on U.S. Farm Report or by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the countryside in Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD, 52,000 miles. 2017 Chevy Equinox, 30,000 miles. 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer. 2014 Polaris 900 XP. Equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000-gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
When it's cold outside, you'd rather be inside, and so would wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your barn might be welcoming critters looking for a winter refuge as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Opossums and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. You might even set out some odor repellents so critters will turn up their noses and run back outside. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Great results from a real-world test of 100% biodiesel in commercial trucks. That's next on Farm to Fork. The clock is ticking for the big buy two, get one free glove promotion at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply. You have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Shop from a huge selection of work glove styles from brands like DeWalt, Carhartt, and more, including Sugar River by Gempler's. And the best part of the deal, there's no limit. For every two pair of gloves you buy, the third pair is free. It's a perfect time to stock up for your farm or business. And for the colder weather, a new pair of insulated gloves is just the ticket. Don't forget, you have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Select the quantities and styles you want, and when it's time to check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Buy two, get one free. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. 100% soy-based biodiesel fuel can be used instead of traditional diesel fuel by the commercial trucking industry. That's the takeaway from a test conducted in 2020 and 2021 in five trucks over more than 600,000 miles. The trucks were using the Vector system created by Optimus Technologies of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Optimus CEO Colin Heiler.
Biodiesel performed on par, if not better, than traditional diesel fuel, and there were no operational impacts or challenges reported by the ADM trucking fleet, even operating in temperatures as low as negative 23 degrees Fahrenheit.
Heiler says the Vector system just bolts on to the truck's engine. He suggests it's a better route to sustainable truck transportation than either electric or hydrogen-powered vehicles.
Those technologies are likely decades off and certainly not cost competitive in any way, shape, or form. So what we're providing here and demonstrating through the use of 100% biodiesel is that there's a cost competitive deployable solution today that allows fleets to reduce emissions.
Heiler says the full study results will be released shortly. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The USDA's recent updated trade numbers shows China actually buying U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. Chad Smith with more on those numbers at the end of the Phase 1 trade agreement. He comes closer.
The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. comes to an end in early 2022. Veronica Nye, senior economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this year's numbers are better in 2021 than at the same time last year.
Thus far in 2021, which is data from January through November, we've exported $30 billion to China. That's up 33% compared to the same time period in 2020 when we had sold $22.5 billion.
Nye isn't sure that even the faster buying pace will get China to its purchasing commitments this year.
The Phase 1 goal for 2021 is $40.4 billion. At $30 billion, China is relatively close. In December 2020, China bought about $4 billion worth of U.S. ag product. Those of you doing the math, they're about $10 billion short. So far, if the pattern holds, China's going to be behind in their purchase commitments for 2021.
Nye says the relationship between the U.S. and China is challenging.
There's a lot of issues outside of agricultural trade that are significant, a lot of geopolitical issues, which means that though U.S. agriculture trade is incredibly important, you have to deal with a lot of significant political issues before you can start talking about U.S. ag trade. The additional communication and meeting between our governments can only be helpful, however. The tariffs continue, but the purchase agreement is over at the end of 2021. That makes the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
Chad Smith, Washington.
It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the team at Benson Hill in Iowa is looking forward to increased opportunities for farmers in the year of 2022. As Jeff Johnson, the president of Benson Hill Seeds, discussed current market outlooks and trends for the upcoming growing year.
there's macro trends that are currently looking at not just the number of consumers, but some of the consumer trends as far as the growth of the plant-based foods continuing to grow, and we see lots of opportunity for that. Certainly, every cropping season has its challenges, and some of the supply chain challenges. I've actually talked to quite a few growers here in Iowa concerned whether they'll be able to get fertilizer and at what price, even looking at can they get some of the chemistry they need to grow their crop. Even had some growers have called and increased their soybean acres with us because they couldn't pencil out corn on those acres. So that was a unique challenge this year.
He goes on to talk about how Benson Hill successfully navigated through these supply chain disruptions over the past year.
Part of that supply chain has particularly been for folks working extensively internationally. And as we look towards the 2022 planting season, our crop was grown here in North America, so we already have that seed, so to speak, in the bin and ready to deliver to growers to really start 2022 off well. So some of those supply chain challenges that others would see, we really had planned ahead for and feel like we're ahead of that game and weren't significantly challenged by those.
He goes on to add that Benson Hill will have additional opportunities available for U.S. farmers in the upcoming 2022 season.
Well, I think the exciting news is we've already contracted more acres than we did all last year, but there's still opportunities available for farmers here in Iowa. We have several different products we're still contracting. Because of that closed loop system, we actually have more value we can share with growers.
You can find more information at the website at BensonHillFarmers.com or call 314-594-7624. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, the approved credit warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The USDA's recent updated trade numbers shows China actually buying U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. Chad Smith with more on those numbers at the end of the Phase 1 trade agreement. He comes closer.
The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. comes to an end in early 2022. Veronica Nye, senior economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this year's numbers are better in 2021 than at the same time last year.
Thus far in 2021, which is data from January through November, we've exported $30 billion to China. That's up 33% compared to the same time period in 2020 when we had sold $22.5 billion.
Nye isn't sure that even the faster buying pace will get China to its purchasing commitments this year.
The Phase 1 goal for 2021 is $40.4 billion. At $30 billion, China is relatively close. In December 2020, China bought about $4 billion worth of U.S. ag product. Those of you doing the math, they're about $10 billion short. So far, if the pattern holds, China's going to be behind in their purchase commitments for 2021.
Nye says the relationship between the U.S. and China is challenging.
There's a lot of issues outside of agricultural trade that are significant, a lot of geopolitical issues, which means that though U.S. agriculture trade is incredibly important, you have to deal with a lot of significant political issues before you can start talking about U.S. ag trade. The additional communication communication and meeting between our government can only be helpful, however. The tariffs continue, but the purchase agreement is over at the end of 2021. That makes the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
Chad Smith, Washington.
It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska and Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Track 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Track 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
When the weather isn't fit for man nor beast, it's up to you to protect the beast. Here's how to reduce cold stress in cattle on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Most cattle producers know when their animals are cold. They see them huddling together with heads down and backs to the wind. Their bodies try to produce heat by using more of their feed energy, which can affect gain and feed efficiency. Russ Eukin is an extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says the main protection cattle have from cold stress comes from the insulation provided by their hair coat. The lower critical temperature is the effective temperature when the animal starts using more energy for body maintenance.
Some research would show that if cattle have a summer hair coat or a very thin hair coat, or if their hair coat is wet and there's no insulation value, that lower critical temperature is in the 50s. But if they've got that heavy winter hair coat and it's dry, that lower critical temperature where they start feeling cold stress can be down in the teens.
Providing wind protection with a roof or building will certainly help them be more comfortable, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Any kind of a shelter that allow cattle to get out of the wind, particularly on the north and west side in most parts of the country, is where you're going to try and protect cattle. Either building some sort of a windbreak or having some natural tree barrier, that sort of thing. Out in pastures, sometimes landscape, geography, topography work as well.
Throw down some bedding to help keep the animals dry and their hair coat from becoming matted. Provide higher quality forage or supplement the diet with grain or byproducts to meet their higher energy needs. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing cold stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from SeaTech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on SeaTech genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still a lot of red on the board for the grain market, kind of mixed in the livestock. Live cattle's in the green. The rest of it showing a lot of red there as well. Only a day, a little over a day left for the end of trading for 2021. Corn continues to move further into the red with March corn down by 11 and a quarter right now, sitting at 594 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March down by 12 and three quarters, sitting at 811 and three quarters. Over in the bean market, January soybeans are down 30 and three quarter cents right now at 1325 and three quarters. The meal for January down $2.50 at 412.90, and the bean oil is down by a buck and 7 cents at 55.63. Cotton is about the only green light we're seeing on the board right now for the grains, with cotton for March up by a buck 35 and 114.32. Over in the oats market, they're struggling as well, down 8 3/4, sitting at 686.5. And the canola down by $52.10. All the gains that we saw yesterday have all been erased, with January canola sitting at 10.35 and 30 cents. Livestock right now still kind of mixed on the board. Live cattle down, feeder cattle up right now as we go through the day. Live cattle for December is sitting down 10 cents in the red at 139.30. The feeder cattle for January in the green by 87 cents at 166.75. And the lean hogs for February down a buck 10 at 82.72. So still kind of mixed all over the place. We'll see if they can't rebound a little bit by the end of trading today. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we are seeing some green here as the stock market's kind of mixed right now. The March index is up by 19 cents at 96.12. We have the 30-year bonds in the green slightly, 159 and a quarter right now, with 10-year notes in the green as well by 5 points, sitting at 130.12. After a bit of the roller coaster today, we are seeing a little bit more green on the board for the stock market, with the Dow Jones up by 18 points currently. The S&P is in the back in the green by 6 points now, and the NASDAQ in the green by 93. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
We had our summer savings, then our Black Friday deals, but nothing can compare to Rusty Ag Ford's year-end sales event. This is our biggest sale of the year. Interest rates are set to rise, and inflation is driving up prices. So time is ticking on what will be the biggest savings opportunity ever. At Rusty Ag Ford, we can lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. Rates as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. Lock in 0%. You don't want to miss Rusty Ag Ford's year-end sales event. Lock in during our biggest sale of the year, because if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAcFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term finance into Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire.
All ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the
year's Eve.
Legends of country music from KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.